The increase in Donegal of about 3.5% over the last 12 months is actually one of the smaller increases seen across the country. The average increase is just above 10%. So in that sense, it's one of the smaller increases. Perhaps the problem of a shortage of supply is much less of an issue in Donegal than elsewhere. That said, most of that increase has happened in the last couple of months. 2.5% of that increase is just since April. So it may be that the problem has started in Donegal in the same way that it's been spreading around the country.
But certainly, as you mentioned, the country figures the highest on record, I understand. It does very much underline the fact that there is a problem in the rental market.
That's right. The overall availability of accommodation is very low. There are only 3,600 homes to rent nationwide on the 1st of August, and that's down from nearly 7,000 2 years ago. And if you even look at just the three Ulster counties, you can see the same trend, roughly a halving in the availability on the market. So that kind of pressure means there's lots of renters, not a lot of landlords, and that, of course, pushes rents up.
And do you see that changing? Are we moving away, perhaps, you know, from people having multiple properties to rent? Or
I think we've moved from a situation of too many homes for most of the last 10 years to too few homes, at least too few homes in the right areas and in the right condition. So a big challenge for the country is how to get enough new homes built that stop rents from rising, so that housing is affordable, not just for students who are obviously looking in the market at the moment, but for those who rent at any stage in their life.